Well, everything settled back down. Two guys we were having a little issue with the other day, they're pretty quiet now. I drove past them off the boat really close, but they wouldn't even make eye contact. They just sort of looked downwards. So like I said, I think just something went through them and worked itself out. So now it's quite quiet. Roberta's feeling better, so that's all settled down. She's in Vancouver right now with her daughter. So I'm here by myself. Just me, Rudy, the dog, Wacko, the cat, and Tigger, the rabbit, on a pirate ship. Went for breakfast this morning. Well, I was sitting there by myself having some breakfast. I put some newspapers in front of me. And I don't read them. I just sort of stare at them. And that gives me a way of closing off to the rest of the world. People around me. Even the waitresses, in a sense. You know, I realized today I'm really not the same as everybody else. Most of the time I'm too preoccupied in my own mind to associate or even just talk to people. And generally I don't have much interest. I think about stuff, you know. That preoccupies most of my time. Think about creating, how this universe works. All the coincidences that go on during the day. People's lives, how everything interacts. A change of behavior in people depending on the change of weather. Tons and tons of things. Now, I suppose if I was a scientist working on something spectacular, then, you know, there'd be a little saying, well, he's preoccupied with research or whatever. But when you're just thinking about this stuff, it doesn't really have the same meaning in our society. And I was thinking about the tags we put on words. Right from the start, when we grew up, we put tags on words. In other words, word association. We associate words with a certain meaning. And after that, that's it. Like the word love. We put certain associations with that. And then we hear that word used, but we refer back to the association that we have in our minds, not necessarily how the person is actually using that word. So for many people, for instance, the word love can be something that's intangible, soft, fluffy, it's not real, it's doesn't have strength, it's not something you use in the business world. And yet, change the association of it, put an association of energy with it, saying in your mind, let's say that it's energy, it's actually the force that creates the universe, that makes things actual, physical, that transports a molecule from one place to another. It's that energy that we haven't defined yet. If you use the word love for that, then it has a different meaning right away. And then it can even be associated in the business world. Because it then can be used as a tool to increase your financial wealth and inflow. You see, but if you try to put that across using that word love, it doesn't really work because we have very strong word associations. And that becomes an issue because we don't really have enough words in our vocabulary to facilitate our growth. So as we're growing and expanding, we have to literally create new words for things that we discover and realize about our environment. So since we have a word association with love, we don't really want to use that word for the power that flows through us that can create anything that we want. Anything and everything. Be it in the business world, emotional world, whatever. It doesn't matter. So, we really need a new word. Now, you can invent a word, but it doesn't really help. Because unless you put an association with it, and everybody has that association, you then first would have to, let's say as a writer, invent a word, and then create many pages of word association, so that the reader associates this word with this power, ability, and then you can go and explain what this information can actually do for you. So, if you go in the business world and you say, listen, we have a way where you can use love to increase your financial wealth, your inflow of customers, and so on and so forth, in some ways it doesn't sound very good. It just doesn't really seem to have a place. Not yet. But in time, the word love is getting a broader association, and so that changes a little bit. And that will make a difference. Till then, we sort of have to muddle around with these words. And that's why, in a sense, I don't really like to use the word love at all. And so, but I don't have something in its place. Anyway, that's the stuff that goes through my mind while I, let's say, might be having breakfast. And I really have no interest in discussing things and talking and so forth. But I can show you a coincidence, because I've been working, of course, on creating money and so forth. And the waitress, for instance, came up and explained to me how at the back of the bill there was this information you can put into the web page, and then you can win so much money, and here is the ticket, scratch and win ticket, and you can win twice on it. First on an instant winning, and then you scratch this number and you put that into the web page. You see, and that's a coincidence that goes together with creating. Because let's say if you're creating financial abundance, I noticed then that coincidences fall into place, and not all of them necessarily will click, but the flow begins of the possibilities. It's a flow of possibilities. First has to begin the flow. So I noticed then that things like I say, and coincidences, as when I walk past the lottery booth, I have more of an urge to go buy a ticket, any ticket, just buy a ticket, than I would normally have. There are other coincidences come up also that I do not react to, like for instance, a casino. I park today, and there I am. I didn't realize this thing was there. I'm parked right in front of a casino now. I particularly do not like casinos. I don't like the environment, and I don't function well in them. There is a buzz inside a casino, and I really don't know if it's there on purpose, But I've noticed every single one of them has it. You can't quite hear it. It's below or above the human hearing tone, but we do receive it, and I can hear it. Because I pick up vibrational tones. This is from, I believe, from all the meditation and out-of-body stuff I've done over the years. Because that's all in variable vibrational tones. So I tend to pick it up. Anyway, I notice right away it creates certain brain waves. It changes my brain waves when I walk into the casino. And that interferes actually with my creating and my winning. I can walk in a casino and place down a bet really quick if I first hold myself in place, make a couple of bets, and then quickly leave. But if I stay for 10 minutes, it's all over. It just deteriorates very quickly. And also, like I said, there's something in the brain function changes that feels uncomfortable to me. Deep inner thought, inner intuition, which I rely on enormously, just seems to dissipate when I walk in a casino. And that's probably not for everyone, I imagine. That's maybe... I don't know. Never really thought about it yet. Never really gave it a whole lot of thought, but it's there. So it's definitely there. And I'm sure, like usually, if you mention something to somebody and they hear it and they go, hey, you know what? I think so too, because I've always felt something but didn't know how to associate it. See, we have lots of things that we receive, lots of messages that we receive on a constant basis. But, like word association, we don't know how to associate that information because it's not something we were ever taught. So like the information, let's say, that I'm receiving, I receive inner information immediately when I walk into a casino that something is amiss. Now, that's the first step. But when were we ever taught to associate that and think about it and go, wait a minute, I'm receiving a signal? You see, we are not, as human beings, idiots. Although sometimes we do things that would certainly give you that opinion, but we have enormous abilities and intelligence. And we have enormous resources we just do not tap. Because we spend 12 years in school learning math and a little spelling. 12 years. 12 years for a little math and a little spelling. Think about that. 12 years. In 12 years, my friend, you can be a doctor, but you spend the first 12 years learning math and spelling. There's something amiss in that in itself, but nevertheless, if out of those 12 years, 6 years you spend learning, practicing your own intelligence, learning and practicing to use your own resources, then we would really be geniuses. Because that's really what separates what we call geniuses. It's someone who's learned to use the more of the resources, or practiced. Actually, I would say practiced to use more of their resources, and using their forward talents. We call, word association, natural talents. Well, we have talents that are latent in the back and talents that are more on the front. And the ones on the front, we use the word association, natural. But actually, they're just closer to the surface. So if we begin with those ones and expand them and practice with them, and then find, through that process, we find the other ones. But we don't always do that. Then I started thinking about money and the word association of money. And right from start, for a very large population of the world, they get a very negative association with money. See, there are variable associations with words. First of all, the word money is really just a word. It means absolutely nothing. Now, money, for many, creates a fear. They have association of fear with it, and don't even realize it. I had that for a long time, and didn't realize it. You see, for some reason, I made an association with money, with, well, at that time I would have called it evil power. Evil power. Association with corporations, head of corporations, the committee of corporations, who's stone cold, so stone cold that they will produce and sell a product that is not healthy for people, advertise it and sell it by the billions. That's what I associated money with. And I considered that extremely evil. So that created an actual fear. See, because I know what I'm capable of. And in all honesty, although I don't think I will do it, I feared I was capable of that same, of doing the same, given the circumstances. Put me in the right circumstances, and I felt I was capable of that. And that's where the fear was really coming from. I had to actually track it down. And I realized that I'm not necessarily as nice of a person as I'd like to believe. And frankly, I'm not that nice.